Let's go to God's Word. Y'all ready or not? Come on. See how we can do today. Thank you, Roger, back there. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, man, helps me with a lot, but he helps me with my messages, man. Here we go. I write them, he puts them together, amen? So you can see them on the big screen, puts the Bible with it. That's a big thing. Him being with me for, man, almost 23 years. Has been with me over 23 years. Roger the Dodger Johnson tag teaming with me. That's crazy. That guy has a bigger seminary degree than most of you. And sometimes it still ain't helped him. Sorry, Rog. You'd be the first to say it, right, buddy? He would be like, man... Yeah, he talked to me the other day. He said, man, do I need this message so much. I need this message so much. Anyway, good. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go to God's Word. New series, same Bible. Okay? So I keep preaching. And this Word just got into my heart. Passionate. Say it out loud. Passionate. One more time. Passionate. One more time. Passionate, passionate, passionate. I want to just get us off and running now for the next few weeks. We got this week, then we got Palm Sunday, then we got Easter Sunday morning. And I'd like that to be our focus. Say it with me one more time. Passionate. What is that? Well, it's something we all were created with. We all have passion. We were created with this because we were created in His image and in His likeness, and nobody has it like He has it. Amen? Let's talk about it. Passionate. Just check it out. Would you say this with me? Jesus' fervent love, deep devotion, and intense emotion for people. Now, that's my words, but I got help from the Webster Dictionary. Passion. Push me, buddy. Passion. Passion. Jesus has a fervent love, and He has a deep devotion, and He has intense emotion for people. I just want you to just sit here and listen a minute. I want you to think about it. Jesus has a profound, intense enthusiasm and zeal for you and me. I never knew that. I never heard that growing up. No one ever taught me that, to be honest with you. Even when I was in the ministry, went off to seminary. I was in a church for many years. I still didn't get it. I didn't like Mitchell's song, Rescue Story. Are you hearing me? What? But you can hear the song, but it still might not get in, man. Passionate. Jesus is passionate for you and for me. He loves us. Jesus' love for us is overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It is, what's that word? It's enthusiastic. Okay? He's on top of it. Man, He is over the top. In love with you and in love with me. And His love is even what? It's extreme. And I know we think, oh, I don't know about all that. It's because you don't know about all that. And nor did I after many years. And the cool thing is at my age and in probably the last 10 years, I've been growing in this. I've been growing in this. And knowing how much I matter. Say, I matter. Amen. Do it passionately. Say, I matter. I have value. Amen. That's who you are. I matter. When I say He loves the snot out of you, I say that on purpose, man. Yeah, you've seen people just giving it all a snot hanging out their nose. Because in the ball game, they've run so hard. They've swam so hard. They've tried so hard in a wrestling match. They've tried so hard. When they get done, their face is red, snotting out their nose. They can't hardly breathe. That's how Jesus loves you. That's passion. Not some piddly mess. I just don't think we get it. He's passionate for us. Keep looking. We did a little series, Change My Mind. Let this mind, now this is the mind of Christ, passionate. He's passionate for you. Let this mind be in you. The way He loves. The way He's so enthusiastic and loves, even extreme. Extreme. Let that kind of mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at His passion. Look how passionate He was. Who being in the form of God, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's one of the craziest verses in the Bible. It means, and I can't do it justice, it means God. Jesus is God and He's in heaven. And there's a triune God and Jesus is very God Himself. But somehow God could take Himself and come here and let go of heaven and come here and be born of a virgin and take on human flesh. But He was so passionate for you and me that He willingly did that. He did that because you and me were without hope without Jesus. Y'all hear me or not? This is passion. And then when He's here, He made Himself, Jesus made Himself of no what? Reputation. He's God for crying out loud. But He was so passionate for you that He made Himself of no reputation. It was all about you. He came to die for you. He came to seek and to save you, the lost. He came to give His life a ransom for who? You and me. Is that passion or what? And He took upon Him the form of a servant. God became man. And He was made in the likeness of us. Good grief. What a great passage of Scripture. Amen? And look, in being found in fashion as a man, Jesus did what? He what? He humbled Himself. He was made low. He was made low and He made Himself low so that He could save you and me. They wanted a king. They wanted somebody to come in, ride on a white horse and kick Rome's tail. Messiah, Messiah. And He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But there was one problem. You and me. We were lost and we needed help. And He came in here to save us. This is His passion. And He became obedient unto death, even the death of the what? The cross. Yeah. That's passion. Y'all hearing me or not? Say. And this is me wore out. It's crazy. The passion of Jesus. Now, guys, maybe just that little bit of what I just said will help you understand a little greater the gravity of this verse on the screen. We love Him. Why? Take a wild guess. Because He first loved us. We love Him because He was passionate for us. He has a fervent love for us. That's why we love Him. He has a deep devotion for us and to us. That's why we love Him. He has extreme and intense emotions for us. God loves us. That's why we love Him back. Y'all hear me or not? Am I driving you crazy today? I want to learn from this. I want to love like this. I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing better at it. Amen. You're bragging on yourself. I'm bragging on Him. Because if He can take a guy from Rockingham, mean as a snake, harder than nails, and turn me into somebody that loves people, man, that's for every one of us then. Amen. You can love people, man. You can love. You were made to do this. But because of sin, we've been screwed up. But God is love. Say that out loud. God is what? Love. God is love. One more time. God is what? I'll say that and preach. I'll get a couple of preachers mad at me. Clark's always preaching about God loves us. What about his wrath and all that? Hey, buddy, you're condemned already. You don't need me to get up here and tell me how condemned you are. You're on your way to hell without Jesus. I'm going to win you over, but now you're on a hell. Yeah, you are. But with Jesus Christ, you can be saved. You can have everlasting life. You will never perish. I love that. I'm going to always preach that, the love of God. Amen. There's a reason John 3:16 is the favorite verse of the Bible. There is a reason. Say it out with me. For God what? Say that so with passion. For God what? One more time. For God what? One more time. For God what? That's passion. He so loved the world. That's the message. That's the message of Easter. That's the message of Jesus. I want that. You might say, what are you doing today? I'm getting somewhere. See, here's the problem. We have passion. We have the ability to be passionate. It has a dual meaning. It don't have no dual meaning for Jesus. It has one meaning. Fervent love, deep devotion, intense emotion for mankind. Passionate. But unfortunately, you and I have sinned. Keep looking, buddy. See, he's holy, holy, holy. Say it out loud. We what? How many hands up would say, boy, my passion got me in trouble or my lack of passion got me in trouble? Let me see some hands. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Passion Week, we can talk about it or we can learn from it. I'd like to learn. Amen? Keep looking. Passionate. As sinful people, see, it's dual for us. Passionate can, it can be good and it can be bad. It can. See, as sinful people, we too can have a fervent love and we can have a deep devotion and we can have an intense emotion for people. And we do and we have. We've experienced that, many of us. But we can also have it all out of what? Whack. My word. You can have it out of what? Whack. And our passion can be profoundly intense. It can be extreme. And that passion can be for what? Evil purposes. God's passion is never out of whack. Say that out loud. God's passion is never out of whack. See, we're quacks. That's why ours is out of wax. No. That's why we have a hard time understanding how God could love us. Because, see, our passion is out of whack. And we need help. And that's what we're going to get today. That's why I need to follow the leader. Okay? I want to follow Jesus Christ. If I'm going to catch love, and if I'm going to catch passion, I've got to follow the one that does it excellently, perfectly, 100% all the time. Amen? Because I need this. I'm going to tell you guys, when I am walking in this and being passionate in my love, my fervent love for Kim, my deep devotion to Kim, my intense emotion for Kim. Did you know we have the best marriage? It's the truth. And guys, you might not get this, but I wanted you to know it. I have a fervent love for you. And that's just not me saying it. Oh, it's on the screen, so you just say, I don't have to say anything. I can retire. I could just come in and punch a little number on. I don't. I have a fervent love for you. And that love has been growing in my heart. I have a deep devotion to you. I'm not Jesus, but Jesus' love is flowing through me to you. I have a deep devotion to you. I will not talk down to you or behind your back. Now, I'll disagree with you and I'll straighten you out sometimes. So what? You don't love me. You told me I was wrong. Well, you were wrong, nut. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you. I could care less. But I do care. And I have an intense and even extreme emotion for you. And I'm telling you, that's how I feel at the Fellowship Church. I got my flaws and I've got my weaknesses. I'm going to tell you one thing I'm getting stronger and stronger at. It's loving you. Loving you. Somebody's got to love you, man. I want to be that guy. I've been hurt. I've got reasons not to love. I do. I've got reasons. I could go to the other end over here. But Jesus ain't over there. He's over here. I want to be where He's at. Amen? And God's changed my life, guys. He's changed my life. I know I sound a little crazy. I don't give a hoot. I just want you to know when you come to fellowship, do y'all have this and do y'all have that? We got a lot. But I know one thing you got a preacher that stands on this stage that loves a snot out of you. And that's a God-honest truth, or I wouldn't say it. Why do I have to say it? I don't say it to get your money. We do fine. You hear me or not? I say it because you need to hear it. And a lot of you, if you go back and you listen, you probably ain't heard too many preachers say that. Oh, we love you. Welcome to the church. No, I want to be over the top on this stuff. Amen? We're talking about Jesus, though. Only way I'm getting where I'm at in my life is because I've been following Him. Let's learn from Him a little bit this morning. Here we go. Follow the leader. Jesus, can you help us be passionate? Can you help us be passionate and not be out of whack and not be evil? And it can be good and great. It can change my life and change somebody else's life. So I want to look at His life a little bit before we get to Easter and all that. I want to look at how can I be passionate like Jesus? Number one, here we go. Number one, say it with me. You got to say this out loud. Be what? Okay? Let's learn from Jesus. Will you teach us, Jesus? Can we walk with you a little bit? Number one, sincerity is a what? If you're going to be passionate, needs to be sincere. Let's look at Jesus, though. Jesus did not do ministry for a show. I'm not doing ministry up here today for a show. I sure didn't dress for the occasion, did I? I want to be sincere in my love for you. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, might, strength. It says to love your neighbor as yourself. He didn't just say that. He said, this is everything. On these two hangs everything. But if you're going to do that, you're going to be passionate. You're going to have a fervent love. You're going to have a deep devotion. You're going to have intense emotion for people. Sincerity is a what? It's a must. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, and he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he went to read the scriptures because he was being sincere. That's what he did. He loved those people. And all bear him witness. And they wondered at his what? At his gracious words, which proceeded out of his mouth. They couldn't believe it. They said, isn't this Joseph's boy? But Jesus knew their insincerity. He could see them. He said, you will surely say this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Because he had been healing in the other areas. And they say, whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do it here. Do it here in your hometown. They came to see a show. Passion is not about a show. Passion is real. It needs to be sincere. Okay? Y'all hear me or not? We can come to church and it can be for a show. Going to church doesn't mean a thing. We love Jesus here. We love people here. Yes or no? We sing songs. I like songs you sing. You need to kick yourself in the rear end. We come here to love Jesus Christ. We come here to love one another. You're critical. Pop yourself in the mouth. Y'all hear me or not? Say, this is big. I love the passion of Jesus. That's supposed to be us. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, no prophet's accepted in his own country. And he told them that. And you know what they did? The people that came to see the show, look at it. All of those in the synagogue sat with me. When they heard these things, they were filled with what? See, they had passion. All of a sudden, the one that they came to see, when he didn't dance like they wanted him to dance or talk like they wanted him to talk or do like they wanted him to do, they got mad at him. They just get mad at him. They captured him, put their hands on him. They took him to the brow of the city, and they tried to throw him off, and he somehow escaped. Y'all hear me? How many know that story in the Bible? Sincerity is a must. He didn't do ministry for show. Passion cannot be about the show. Look how passionate I am. Look how passionate I am. You're a nut. Passion's going to flow out of a sincere heart. Say that out loud. Passion's going to flow out of a what? It ain't about show. Well, I got you flowers. Made you a nice meal. I'd rather eat dirt, okay, than have something given to me and it wasn't sincere. Keep your mess. Do you know how that's how God feels about giving? He loves a cheerful giver. You know why? Because he's passionate. He don't understand us trying to bribe him. Because he's holy, holy, holy. He don't get that. Because his love is sincere and pure. Are y'all hearing anything today? Keep looking. Let's keep learning. So passion. Sincerity is a must. Say that with me. Be what? Honestly passionate. Sounds like sincerity is a little bit different. Let's see another story. Honesty is a what? In passion. Let's learn. Jesus did not tolerate the taking advantage of people. How? Financially, in the name of religion, and he stood against those who did. And I hate to say it, guys, a lot of the church today is not sincere. It's about a show. And it's about your money. And you getting your miracle. And your miracle is tied to the money. That ain't passion. That's a gimmick. Got it or not? You know, poor people ought to be able to have passion too. Amen. Yeah, so this got to, the cookie's got to be on the bottom shelf down here for everybody. Look at what Jesus did. Jesus went into the temple. Will you teach us about honesty and passion? He went to the temple of God. He cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple. People get confused on this. They were charging sometimes eight times the price of people coming from other places that had, and they had special temple currency. See, you had to use their money if you're going to give it to the Lord, because your money ain't no good. So you got to buy their money to give, and they making the money. Oh, but we love you. Welcome, welcome. Jesus, this is bull. And he overthrew their table and the money changers and the seats of them that sold the doves. You selling that dove, making all that money, and these people ain't even got it. You're a nut. That's what he did. And he said unto them, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You've made this place a den of what? Do you feel the passion in Jesus? Oh, yeah. It was a big deal to Jesus. Sincere and honest. Let's look at another one. Passion, passion. Passion, sit with me. Be what? Nothing worse. I'm passionate about you. But you lying through your teeth. Do you understand or not? Oh, I love you. Or I forgive you. When you ain't. People ain't dumb. People can see. We need to be what? God's what? Is a what? Jesus openly denounced, he confronted hypocritical religious leaders for twisting and perverting God's word. I'm just reading, man. I could do this all day. Here's what he thought about taking God's truth, saying you something that you ain't. You blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You make clean outside the cup of the platter, but within it's full of extortion and excess. You ain't passionate except for yourself. You blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may also be clean. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You're like whited sepulchres, tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are what? Say it with me. Full of what? Iniquity. I told you passion can be dual. Yes or no? Hey, oh yeah. Passion can be out of whack. If you want it to be in whack, God's truth is a must. There's never a time in history that a religious group of hypocrites were more soundly rebuked than right here. I mean, you'll never find anything like this. It's crazy. It's crazy. Are we learning anything yet? Passionate. What is passion? Wait a minute. It's a fervent love. It's a deep devotion. And it's an intense emotion for people. If you're insincere, you can't have it. If you're dishonest, you can't get it. If you're not telling the truth, you're a liar. And the devil's your daddy. That's tough, ain't it? See, we can ooh and ah at Passion Week. And we should. I mean, really. But Jesus wants passion to be in us and flow out of us. He's called us to be lights. Yes or no? He's called us to be witnesses. And we screw it all up with our insincerity, our dishonesty, and our lack of truth. We need help. Give me some more help, Jesus. Be what? Pop it up, buddy. Number four, compassion is a what? If you're going to be passionate, I think there needs to be some passion. Amen. If I'm going to have passion for the Lord, I got to have some compassion. Yes or no? Amen. Which means love. Jesus was really willing to risk his life for friends and even sinners. And you know, as I stood up here just a little bit ago, told you how much I love you and love the snot out of you. And you know, when I do that, I'm taking a risk. You don't love me. You said this to me the other day. I'm taking a risk of putting myself out. Now I'm going to be judged because I thought you said you loved me. Did you know love is willing, is worth the risk? Love is worth the risk. If you're passionate, you'll take the risk. You hear me? Well, I'll only talk to people that love me. Well, happy trails. But did you know if you love others, you'd be surprised how many friends you could have. I don't have any friends. Have you thought it might be you? That's the truth, yes or no? I'm not saying that's always the case, but man, look at you first. He was willing to risk his life for friends and for sinners. Then afterward, he says to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. His disciples said, Master, the Jews have sought to stone you. They said, if you come back here, they're going to kill you. But these things said Jesus after he said unto them, our friend Lazarus has died. Now, Jesus said he was sleeping because he knew he was going to raise him from the dead. But Lazarus was dead and he was smelling. But I go that I can awake him out of his sleep. And the disciples didn't understand and said, Lord, if he's sleeping, that's good. Jesus did what? He wept. He loved Lazarus. He loved Mary. He loved Martha. You could put your name there. He loves me. He weeps for me. When I've gone through the hard times in my life, and I've had some, I couldn't see it like I see it now. He wasn't picking on me. He was weeping for me. The world will chew you up and spit you out. That ain't what he does. He is for you, not against you. I know you don't know love like that. That's the love of God.
He says to Jew to he said the Jews. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." They could see his passion. Beautiful, beautiful. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, different passage, had seen these things which Jesus did. They believed on him, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests, because Jesus went back, the Pharisees, they gathered a council. They said, "What are we doing? This man Jesus does many what? After he had raised Lazarus from the dead?" They said, "If we leave Jesus alone," say it with me, "all men will what?" You know why all men will believe on Jesus? Because of the passion he has for them. His fervent love, his deep devotion, and his intense emotion for people. We're standing between Jesus and that person. Can they see his fervent love, deep devotion, intense emotion as it shines through us? That's why people are lost. If our gospel be hid, and it's hid to them that are lost, the Bible says, in whom the God of this world has blinded their minds. This passion thing's a big deal. And so said, so we got a problem. We need the Romans to come and take this man Jesus away. Okay? Because if we don't do that, they're going to take our nation away from us. If we don't get rid of him, they're going to get rid of us. That's why you see what happened at Easter. Y'all hear? Did I lose you? I feel like I'm getting in the weeds a little. You okay? We'll do one more. If I'm going to have passion, I need to be sincere with it. I need to be honest. It needs to be truthful. What was that last one? It needs to be loving. It needs to be loving. Yes? Here's the last one. It needs to be purposely passionate. Let's put it up. Purpose is a must. As long as I'm going to be in this ministry, and honestly, as long as I'm living on this earth, if I'm going to have passion for people, I've got to purpose it. Does that make any sense? For this purpose, I was born. For this purpose, I was born again. For this purpose, I am saved. I am saved to be passionate for people. Yeah, but I'm mean to them. That's because you're not passionate for them. You'd rather tell people off. You'd rather have your own way because your passion is out of whack. Y'all hear me or not? Is the Lord tickled with you? Is he thrilled with you when you do that? No. He weeps for those people that you just abused. Y'all hear me? This is a tough message, ain't it? It'd be a whole lot tougher if I just had men in this room. You hear me or not? Tough word. Jesus kept his focus on God's purpose and his plan for his life, no matter how hard it became. You mean I'm supposed to be passionate for people no matter how hard it gets, Gary? Yes. Wonder how many marriages would still be together if one party had fervent love, deep devotion, and intense emotion. Forget two, just say if one had it. That might have given the other one a little hope over here. Amen or oh me. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them. And they were amazed. They were amazed. You're going back, aren't you? You're going back to where they said they're going to kill you. And they were walking with him. I can't believe it. And as they followed, they were what? His disciples were afraid. He had perfect passion. Their passion was out of whack. And he took them again. He took the 12 and he began to tell them what things are going to happen to him. Help me. He said, "Behold, we're going to Jerusalem. And he said, I'm going to be delivered to the chief priest." See, he did this on purpose. It's not like they called him. No, he knew it. And the scribes, and they're going to condemn me to death. And they're going to deliver me to the Romans.
This is how much passion he had for you and me. And they're going to mock me. And they're going to scourge my back. And they're going to spit on me in my face. And they're going to kill me. But I'm doing this on purpose. Because 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. That's the plan. Let's call the message right there. Let's thank the Lord. Good word today on being passionate. Come on, man.